You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We kick things off with market movements throughout the day. Today's been an interesting day of market movements. Again, some markets not moving at all. The likes of China still closed for Golden Week. And I'm joined on the line by Senior Market Analyst at XNest, Terence Hove, to take a look at some of the market movements throughout the day. Good evening, Terence. Lovely to speak to you as always. Let's start with international markets. We'll come back to local. Let's start with international. Everything in the red, nothing to smile about unless you're living in Japan. The Nikkei seemingly the only index trading in the positive. US markets were in the red as well. I see now Nasdaq slightly clawed back into the green, but it's seemingly a very concerned time in global markets.
Yeah, good evening, Jimmy. Quite an interesting week. I mean, if we think of where the week started off with that announcement of that Chinese stimulus, which actually gave quite a big boost to their equity markets, and where we are today, I think that the sentiment is reminiscent of what's been happening. I mean, in between that stimulus, then we've had the Middle East conflict, escalating quite considerably, and there's expected volatility out of there with more warnings coming from Israel with regards to more strikes. That is also dampening the sentiment. And earlier in the week, we also had the U.S. Fed, Jerome Powell, pushing back on, you know, what markets were already pricing as a definite 50 basis points cut come the November 7th meeting, the FOMC meeting. And we've got the biggest jobs data, the U.S. non-farm payroll coming out tomorrow, Friday. So there's a lot of mixed bag of sentiment going in. So uncertainty is really starting to pick up in the markets at the moment.
So the markets clearly have a lot to be concerned about and a lot to digest and consider. Where does that leave us, Terence? I mean, as you said, some of these things are ongoing developments. Some of the things are announcements that have come out recently. How would we make sense of the announcements? How are we pricing everything? Because I'm looking at commodities pricing, and typically I would think in an environment where there is so much uncertainty and so much risk at play, you'd be seeing a flurry to safe havens. That's not happening. The dollar's not really the safe haven at the moment. It's waiting on those results. At the same time, the gold price is also kind of hovering around a certain level. Where do investors run at this point?
Yeah, I think this is a more of a hold situation. We can't really say plow into any particular instrument or depending on what your long-term strategy is. So this is more of the near-term view rather than the long-term view. I think the long-term outlook still remains favorable. The concern, though, is, you know, with the Middle East conflict, if that escalates beyond what it is at the moment and Iran's retaliation leads to supply chain constraints, and if that happens, then that will affect the oil prices. If the oil prices are affected, then investors would be likely concerned or should be concerned for, you know, a higher, you know, oil prices, which could bring back higher inflation. So that is what the uncertainty, the hold is at the moment. You can't really go into a particular direction. The U.S. has been very good. The non-farm payroll prints throughout the year have been good, but they've been revised downwards as well. So with the big 50 base points cut and generally global central banks are now in a cutting cycle, so we're expecting lower interest rates, which is expected to boost markets. So I think the key data becomes the driver of the decisions. So it's more buying the fact and selling the rumor, really.
Terence, when we look at our own local markets, they've also kind of been on the receiving end of this sentiment downer that we're seeing take its effect in global markets. And I'm looking at just the performance today. Resources down again. Resources have kind of had the toughest time, and we saw sort of towards the end of September, possibly the week before the last trading day of September, we saw a big push in resources. We're seeing almost all of that work become undone.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the work is becoming undone, but I wouldn't say it's the finality of the sentiment or the pricing at the moment. I mean, the rand is still fairly strong compared to where we've seen it earlier in the year. We're closing the market at about 1750, which is considerably good. That 17 handle. The sell-off we're seeing is pricing in that sentiment that's going in. So I wouldn't be too concerned at the moment, because overly, if we take the 1 or 2 days or this week, it can be the entire snapshot of the strong rally that we've seen in terms of our own local markets. The JSE has performed very well, considering even earlier in the year, considering all the factors that were at play, the higher for longer that stayed in a bit longer than it should have, and now we're in this cutting cycle. So I wouldn't be too concerned. It's more of near-term adjustments that we're seeing at the moment.
You make a very valid point there, Terence, around the fact that it is about perspective and keeping an eye on what that perspective looks like. I mean, if I think back to, as you said, the top 40 around February of this year alone was at around the 65,000 points mark. Now we're still closer to the 80,000 points mark. So certainly it is about taking stock of that perspective and remembering that these temporary movements, or some of these movements, might be temporary in nature. Terence, when we look at the performance of the rand, how is that faring? I mean, 1750 is kind of back where we're at. We briefly got our hopes up when we saw 17 rand coming through and looking like we could potentially break 17 rand. Are we still optimistic that once the dust has settled, we can go back towards 17?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the rand is a very good gauge of sentiment in terms of emerging markets. I mean, it's a proxy for other emerging market currencies as well. So I think this pricing in that we're seeing, from 17, the market or the rand did all it could to get to that 17 handle. For it to push lower than that, I think within South Africa, we need it's been a lot of goodwill that we've seen, a lot of positive news, a lot of positive sentiment. But as we go into the next, call it 6 months, a lot of that needs to be consistent and more good news needs to come in. Reading an article earlier, we need growth of about 2%, at least GDP, for the next 2-3 years, for us to really stimulate the economy well. So it is, promising where we are at the moment. So I wouldn't be too concerned, because this pricing that we're seeing is really reminiscent of all the geopolitical tension that is at play. That is the big driving factor at the moment, because in the cutting cycle, this is favorable for emerging markets. It tends to be more of a risk on sentiment than it is risk off. So all the other factors are in play, positive play for the South African rand to come back lower, and we need more support, from our government of national unity as we go into the next 6 months for it to break that 17 handle. And of course, what that means is business is being supported and stimulated to see that growth.
Terence, you bring up a very important point here, and we had a conversation around this yesterday as well, to say the growth prospects are certainly there, but there's a lot that still needs to kind of be done in order for us to achieve those prospects, realistically speaking. We've been kind of looking at growth anywhere between 1 and 3%. I want to get your thoughts around that. What are your expectations if we can get some of these factors right? Do you think we could realistically punch above 2%?
Yeah, I think 2% is a good consistent level. Anything above that is a plus that we can take. But to expect, say, 3% and then we get to 2%, then it would seem as if it's an underperformance. But in reality, it's been good performance. So I think anchoring it at that consistent, call it 1.8, 2% range, is wise, if I could call it that, rather than overshooting that expectation at the moment, because there's still quite a lot as you've said, that still needs to come into play, that still needs to put in place structurally, you know, from the previous administration, the things, you know, that our president had to get right, and seeing that follow through in this new administration. So I think 1.82% is more a favorable range and realistic, and anything above that, definitely we take it.
In that range, Terence, before I let you go, what are you liking most in terms of, if that's kind of the expectation and that's kind of where we think we'll land, what sectors are you liking the most that you think would have potential to not only get us there, but also perform well?
Yeah, I think the two particular sectors would be, firstly, the property sector that has done fairly well, given the higher for longer, you know, backdrop generally, not just in South Africa, globally, tackling high inflation and a lot of the pressures that property prices went under, but it's done considerably well. So going into this cutting cycle, that could give it a further boost. And that's always a very good indicator, you know, of long-term development for an economy, you know, because generally property is a long-term investment. And I think the retail sector is likely to come back stronger because, you know, more cents and more rands are going to be in the consumer's pocket, and that will stimulate spending within the economy. That would ultimately drive their earnings and the share price is higher. So I think those are the two sectors that I'm keeping an eye on.
Very interesting indeed. We will keep an eye on those sectors and see how they perform. More importantly, we will see how the markets start to react as the tensions hopefully die down. Thanks so much, Terence, for the time and for the insights. As always, Terence Hove, Senior Market Analyst at XNES, on the market movements as well as what potential areas of opportunity might exist in this interesting time.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.